The Mishnah told us on Lamavav and Mabez, going over to Lamazayim and Aleph, that all mitzvahs that are, as the Gemara calls it, Chayves Haaretz, agricultural mitzvahs, apply only in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to Chutz La'aretz. But any mitzvah that is not an agricultural mitzvah applies Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'Chutz La'aretz. That is the general rule. However, so the Mishnah tells us, Kol mitzvah shitlui Ba'aretz, ein haheges el Ba'aretz, v'sheina tlui Ba'aretz, naheges Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'Chutz La'aretz. However, then on the top of Laman Zayin and Aleph, the Gemara lists, the Mishnah lists an exception to the rule. Chutz min ha'ar levikalayim. Even though those are agricultural mitzvahs, chayves ha'aretz, they apply in chutz la'aretz as well. Arla and kalayim, the first three years of a fruit tree, the fruits are prohibited. Kalayim, grafting, which we'll get to explain further later on, both apply both in chutz la'aretz and in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's an agricultural mitzvah. And our assumption should have been that it would only be in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Lazar Omer of HaChadosh. Chadosh as well. So, the question is, what is Rabbi Lazar coming to tell us? The Pasuk tells us in Parashas Emor, V'lechem v'koli v'karmel, v'lechem ad etzem ayam hazeh, the new bread, dried wheat, fresh wheat, you're not supposed to eat until that day, meaning the day of second day Pesach. Ad aviyachem es oimer, es oim ad aviyachem es korban eloi keichem, chukas olam adoreisachem, b'chol mosh v'seichem. I think, sure, on the side of the Gemara, the Pasuk appears. Because you're not allowed to have the new wheat until the second day of Pesach, until the time of the bringing of the Karban HaOmer, and this applies l'dorais b'chol mosh v'seichem in all of your, wherever Klal Yisrael settles. So the, in all of your camps, in all of your communities. So the Gemara here has a suffix. What was Rabbi Lazar coming to argue? Was he coming to argue that even Chadash applies in Chutz La'aretz? He's coming to argue l'chumra? Or perhaps Rabbi Lazar is coming to argue l'kula? That no, the Tanakhama held Chadash applies even in Chutz La'aretz. Arla, Kelayim, certainly Chadash. And Rabbi Lazar is coming to argue l'kula? That Chadash only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So Yibayilu at the two dots of Yalam Zainam and Aleph. Rabbi Lazar, l'kula palig or l'chumra palig? Which way is he arguing? L'chumra palig v'hachli kamar. He's arguing l'chumra. And this is what the Mishnah means to say. Tanakhama chutz min ha'arlam in ha'kalayim. With the exception of Arlam and Kalayim, which agricultural mitzvahs and apply even though, despite that fact, they apply even in chutz la'aretz. The hilchsik miriga. Afagav dikul meim ha'chavis karki. Even though we could have said it's a chavis ha'karki and it's only in Eretz Yisrael. They apply in chutz la'aretz. Ava chadash ba'aretz in v'chutz la'aretz loy. Chadash is more typical, like all agricultural mitzvahs only in Eretz Yisrael, not in chutz la'aretz. My time was the reason Moshev la'achi Yerusha v'yeshiva mashma. The pasuk says b'chol Moshev v'yseichem. The pasuk passage Emor. What does that mean? It means after this 14 years of conquering and dividing Eretz Yisrael. V'aser Rabbi Lazar le'meimar av chadash, meaning when you're yeshiva, when you're actually settled in the land, not beforehand. But it's only in Eretz Yisrael. V'aser Rabbi Lazar le'meimar av chadash noig bein bars ben l'chutz la'aretz. Chadash also should have been included in this exception to the rule arla kelaim and chadash. They apply bein bars bein b'chutz la'aretz. My time a mosh of the pasuk says b'chol mosh v'yseichem b'chol mokum shetam yoshvim. Wherever you settle, bein bars bein b'chutz la'aretz. Oy dilma, or perhaps Rabbi Lazar is arguing l'kula palig. V'achikama tanakama chutz min ha'arla v'akilayim. With the exception of arla and kilayim, even though the agricultural mitzvahs, they apply bein bars bein b'chutz la'aretz. De'uchsik miri la v'kol shekein chadash. Chadash we don't even have to say. That's a pasuk. The Moshe of Kol Makom Shabdim Yeshvim Mashma. B'chol Moshe V'Seichem applies wherever you live. V'asar Rabbi Lazar L'meimar Chadosh Eina Noeg El Ba'aretz. Rabbi Lazar is coming to say, no, Chadosh should be included in the list, like all typical agricultural mitzvahs, that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Lazar is coming to say, Av HaChadosh, that it's like all agricultural mitzvahs, as opposed to the Tanakhama who held Arla Kalayim, and certainly Chadosh is in the Bein Ba'aretz and Mechutz La'aretz. And Rabbi Lazar is coming to argue L'kula, perhaps Rabbi Lazar is L'chumra. The of Yeshiva Mashma. What does it mean? After you conquer and settle Eretz Yisrael, Umay Af. What's the language of Af? Even Akamaisa, that it should belong in the former. It should be belong in the prior list. And the Gemara concludes the Rabbi Lazar is Lachumah Palik. No, that the opposite is true. The Rabbi Lazar is arguing Lachumah. So what emerges from this Gemara is, according to the Tanakhama, all agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz, with two exceptions. Arla and Kalayim are Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'Chutz La'aretz. Chadash is only in Eretz Yisrael. prohibition of the new wheat until you bring the carbon oil on the second day of Pesach only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not on Chutz Laaretz. And Rabbi Elazar is coming to argue the Chumrah, that not only does oil and kalim apply bein bars bein Chutz Laaretz, so too Chadash applies here in Chutz Laaretz. Now from our Gemara you get the impression that the two options are either yes, midoraisa, Chadash applies in Chutz Laaretz, that's Rabbi Elazar, or Tanakama, no, that it doesn't apply at all. It's even Heter Gomor. The Gemara Maseches Menachos, though, tells us, or seems to indicate, that the issue is not that extreme. Everyone agrees Chadash applies in Chutz Laaretz. The question is, does it apply Midoraisa? That's Rabbi Elazar, or perhaps it only applies Midorabanan. No one seems to really hold that Chadash doesn't apply in Chutz Laaretz at all. That doesn't seem to be on the table. It might not apply Midoraisa, but it sounds like it certainly applies at least Midorabanan. The Gemara tells us, Mishnah Maseches Menachos Amaches Amid Aleph, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Now what happens when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no carbon omer? What happens in Eretz Yisrael with all the new wheat? Well, what happens? I thought it's only Mutter, the second day Pesach, after we bring the carbon omer. What happens when there's no carbon omer? What's Mata, the new wheat, every year then? This mitzvah continues to apply Bizman HaZeh, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara quotes the name of Rav and Shmuel, others disagree, but the general assumption is usually like Rav and Shmuel, that if there's a possibility of bringing the carbon ha'omer, so then the carbon ha'omer is matar the wheat. If there's no possibility, as the Pasuk says, b'yom ha'viyachem es ha'omer, but if there's no possibility of bringing the carbon ha'omer, so then the mishaher ha'mizruch. When is it allowed? When does the new wheat become allowed? Well, at daybreak, because the Pasuk says, ad etzem ha'yom ha'zeh ad ha'viyachem es karban ha'loikechem. So it says, ad ha'viyachem. It also says, ad etzem ha'yom ha'zeh, until this day. Is it at the time of the bringing of the karban, or is it this day? Rav and Shmuel say, depends if there's a Beis HaMikdash. If there's a Beis HaMikdash, you can bring the karban ha'omer. It's ad ha'viyachem. It's until you bring the karban ha'omer. If there's no possibility of bringing the karban ha'omer, it's ad etzem ha'yom ha'zeh, and ad v'loy ad b'chlau. Ad is until, but not including the day. So it becomes mutar mishaher ha'mizrach. From the morning of the second day Pesach, the new wheat is all permitted midoraisa in Eretz Yisrael. If there's a Beis HaMikdash, you have to wait to bring the carbon omer. Okay, Rabbi saying? Simple. Okay? The Mishnah tells us on Maseches Menachos, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, from the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So now what happened? When the Beis HaMikdash was around, what was matter the new wheat? The carbon omer. You think that was brought vasikin? No, they got around to it. It's a bureaucracy, like anything. It takes time. So they got around to it on the second day of Pesach. It didn't happen right away. Can't expect too much. It didn't happen right away. What happens, though, that there's no Beis HaMikdash? When is the new wheat allowed? Shear Mizrach, right away. So, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash. So now, even though there's no more Beis HaMikdash, terrible tragedy, but the new wheat is mutter earlier. It's mutter Mishachar Mizrach. So, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rav Yechon Ben Zakkai, Sheyoyim Hanef Kulo Yasser. That whole day, second day Pesach, the new wheat should be Yasser. Midrabanan. Why? Even in Eretz Yisrael, Midrabanan. Why? Because of the fear that people will say, 1 minute, last year, the Gemara explains, last year, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, when was the new wheat allowed? 1 o'clock. Now it's going to be allowed, you know, the beginning of the day, Mishnah is at 6 o'clock, whatever, 7 o'clock, whenever the new day begins. So what's going to happen? Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, the new Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. People are going to automatically assume, second day Pesach, new wheat is allowed. We don't even have to wait for the carbon omer. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, or Zeichel Beis HaMikdash, that people should be prepared for when the Beis HaMikdash will come. They shouldn't think the new wheat is mutter right away, second day Pesach. Because when there's a Beis HaMikdash around, you have to wait for the carbon omer. Brought on the second day Pesach. So since you have to wait for the carbon omer, he didn't want people to start getting used to using this, the new wheat the second day Pesach without waiting for the carbon omer, so he prohibited the new wheat the whole day. Mikra Adin was allowed in the morning, he prohibited it the whole day. Sheyoyim Hanev Kulosa. Rabbi, so you understand why he did that? Because in the Beis HaMikdash is around, you have to wait for the carbon omer. Now it's mutter right away, but he was afraid people are going to get used to that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, we don't need your takana to prohibit it the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda held in Eretz Yisrael, everyone holds Chadash as Aser. But Rabbi Yehuda, Midai Raisa, Rabbi Yehuda, well, even Bezman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. But Rabbi Yehuda held Ad Va'ad Bechlau. Dechsid Ad Etzem Ayoyim Azeh, until that day. If you can bring the Karban Ha'Omer, the Karban Ha'Omer is matter. What if there's no Karban Ha'Omer? You have to wait till that day. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held me Ikra din in the morning, it's allowed. But we have to prohibit it the whole day, midrabanan, people get used to it. It's no good. Rabbi Yehuda held no, midrei Raya says prohibit it the whole day. Ad v'yad v'chlau. Okay, fine. So that's an Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yisai, either way, when is the new wheat allowed in Eretz Yisrael? Midrei Raya or midrabanan, the night of the third day Pesach. So 15th is first day, the 16th is the second day. The night of the 17th is when it's allowed in Eretz Yisrael. Why? According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, midrabanan. Because we prohibited the whole day. It should have been allowed in the morning of the 16th when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Mishaheir HaMizrach ad etzem ha'yayim hazeh. But we prohibited midrabanan unless people get used to that situation. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if there's no Karban HaOmer, so then it's also, it becomes mutter at the end of the day. Ad v'yad b'chlau, ad etzem ha'yoyim hazeh. Until and including the until. So when does it become permitted? The night of the 16th, or what we would call in halacha the 17th. Okay? That's when it becomes permitted. According to Yochanan ben Zakkai midrash Rabbanan, according to Yehuda midrash Raya. So does everyone understand that? That's easy. A little calendar. Then the Gemara says, what's going to be though in Chutz La'aretz? 1 minute. That's in Eretz Yisrael. What's going to be in Chutz La'aretz? Rabbi said, what are the options in Chutz La'aretz? What are the options? Well, it could be the same as Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Chadosh is noeg in Chutz La'aretz. So it'd be the same as Eretz Yisrael. When should the wheat be allowed, the new wheat? The night of the 17th. Again, 16th, 7th day, 2nd day Pesach. That's when the Karban Ha'omer brings. We all know that's when you start Sefiras Ha'omer, right? Second night, so I'll say that. Fine. So, should be mutter the night of the 17th. Mutter the night of the 17th, the night of the 3rd day Pesach. That's when it should have been allowed. According to Rabbi Yehuda Midrei Raisa, and according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Midrei Rabbanan. However, 1 minute. 1 minute. When really is the second day Pesach? In Eretz Yisrael, we have, in Chutz La'aretz, we have Yom Tov Sheni Shogoliyah. So it could be the second Seder is really in the time of a real Sfeik of the Yoima, not based on our fixed calendar. When they were really declaring the Rosh Chodesh Al Pi Ra'iyah, so in Chutz La'aretz we kept 2 days. Why did we keep 2 days? It's Sfeik of the Yoima. So the second day Seder, the second Seder is not just, you know, a second Seder. It could be it's the first Seder. When then is second day Pesach? Is Thursday Chol HaMoed. So when should the new wheat be allowed? 18th. The night of the 18th. How far are we going to take this? So the Gemara is a big machlokes. So Rabba Ravuna Breid of Yeshua Achli Chodesh Ba'ursa the Shitzar Nagi Shivsar. They ate it in Chutz La'aretz on the night of the 17th, just like in Eretz Yisrael. Kasavri Chodesh B'Chutz La'aretz the Rabbanan. They held Chodesh in Chutz La'aretz was the Rabbanan. We're not chayshish for a sfeik of the yoima when it comes for the new wheat in Chutz La'aretz. Yes, sfeik of the yoima when it comes to Yom Tif and having a seder and a matzah and all the everything goes along with it. That's the Raisa Yom Tif. So we have a sfeik of the yoima, Yom Tif Sheni Sogolius. There's no sfeik of the yoima when it comes to the new wheat. The new wheat in Chutz La'aretz anyway is only asim in the Rabbanon. Usfeik aloy chayshinon. Rabbanon the Rav Ashi. This is an interesting shita. Achlu b'tzafra d'shivsar. They waited till the morning of the 17th. Why? Interesting svara. Why? Kasavri, because they held Chodesh b'chutz la'aretz d'iraisa. Chodesh and chutz la'aretz is d'iraisa. But 1 minute. Who asked it the whole day? Midrabanan was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, because he talking liyom hanef. When did he make that takana to asur it the whole day? Was on the day of the bringing of the Karban Ha'omer. L'sveik aloy tokin. So they pass in Rabbi Yehuda, you have to wait till the end of the day, midrei Raya, they pass in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you have to wait till the end of the day, midrei Rabbanan. So on a Yom Tov Sheni, Shogolius, to wait till the end of the day, so far, that's too much. That's too much. But they waited till the morning of the 17th. Now, Sveik Diyoyma, yes, surprise, Chodesh is Deiraisa. So we'll wait till the morning of the 17th. Now, Maman of Shach. If it's the second day Pesach, it's certainly second day Pesach, we have to now wait, put all the chumras together, and now wait to the night, like Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's Mutter Mikaratim from the morning. Say, fine, the morning of the 17th. And then Amar Avina, Amar Le'avucha, Lo Havei Ochel Chodesh, Ela Bo'ursa, the Shivsar, Nagi Timnesar. No, you have to wait till the night of the 18th, Alo Chumras together. it always wins, right? The most chumradika common denominator. So what do we have? Yeah, Chodesh is deraisa, sveika deyoyma by Chodesh. You have to wait till the third day of Pesach in Chutz Laaretz. Maybe that's the second day. And you have to have bimachmer like Rabbi Yehuda. You have to wait till the night. So when did they eat Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael? They're eating it the night of the 17th and Chutz Laaretz the night of the 18th. Why Chodesh is deraisa? What are the options in the Gemara, Rabbi? Say, what do we have over here? What do we have options for in Chutz Laaretz? Either Chodesh is Aser Midr Abanon. There's no Sveika de Yoima when it comes to Chodesh in Chutz Laaretz, because Safek de Rabanon Lekula. Anyway, Chodesh is only Aser Midr Abanon. So you can be Mutter the night of the 17th, just like Eretz Yisrael. Yes, we keep 2 days Yom Tov. Yom Tov is Deraisa, Chodesh is de Rabanon. Or maybe no, we should be Machmir when it comes to Chodesh for Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis, and it's only Mutter the third night of Pesach. But the only two options are Chodesh is Asa Midrabanan or Chodesh is Asa Midrabanan. No one said the whole thing is Mutter anyway. That option doesn't appear in the Gemara. So it sounds like, even though we have a Machlekes over here between the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar, was the story with Chodesh and Chutz Laaretz, no one holds it's Mutter. The options are Deiraisa or Derabanan. That's the options. And according to Rabbi Elazar, it's Deiraisa. According to the Chachamim, it's Midrabanan. A nafkamina will be in Chutz Laaretz, so we have to wait until the morning, the night of the 18th or the night of the 17th, in order to have the new wheat. How should we paskin, Rabbi Yisrael? Machlek is tanoim. So roi v'arishonim paskin. The chadash in Chutz Laaretz is asa midoraisa. Because the Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Arla, a stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is always very persuasive. Because the Tanoim assumed like that. Look over here. Ois Gimel Mishnah Masechtas Arla HaChadosh Asim in HaTorah B'kol Mokon HaArla Halacha. HaArla is Halacha L'mesh Misinai Keloi Midivrei Seifrim. Chadosh is Midei Raisa. Okay? So Chadosh is Asim Midei Raisa, even in Chutz Laaretz B'kol Mokon. And the Mishnah doesn't quote a dissenting view. So Roiv HaRishayin and Paskin that Arla in Chutz Laaretz is Aser Midei Raisa. And that's the way it appears over here in Shulchan Aruch. Simin Tov Pei Tes Siv Yur. This is the Rosh, the Rambam, the Rif. Everyone paskins. Chodesh and Chutz Laaretz is Asa Midei Raisa. Why? And this is reflecting in Shulchan Aruch, because he says, if Chodesh is Asa and Chutz Laaretz Midei Raisa, when can you have the new wheat? We have to be Chodesh for Sveik of the Yoyma. If Chodesh, so it's only the night of the 18th. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Asa Lecho Chodesh Ap is Manazeh, Ben Lechem, Ben Kali, Ben Carmel, bread, dried wheat, fresh wheat, at chilas leil yud ches benisan, uberitz Yisrael at chilas leil yud zayin. Why do we have to wait till the night of the 18th? Because it's also midoraisa sveika de yoma. Why do we have to wait till the night at all? Why not in the morning? Rabbi Yehuda holds it's the whole day. Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh held that kind of meheri yibana beis hamikdash. Either way, it's also till the night. In a chutz laaretz, it's also till the night of the 18th. Sveika de yoma. We're dealing with a sveik deraisa chodesh and chutz laaretz is also midoraisa. Open, shut, done. Period. Full stop. That's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. However, there is a minority view that feels that Chodesh is only Asa Midrabanan in Chutz Laaretz. They paskin like the Tanakama. Why? Because there's another Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah, Masechtas Menachah, seems to assume Chodesh in Chutz Laaretz is only Asa Midrabanan. Rabbi said, look back at Ois Beis. Kol Karbonais Hatzibor Vahayochid. You're bringing a carbon that requires wheat. Where can you farm the wheat from? Where can it come from? Well, it can come from either Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laaretz. It doesn't matter where it comes from. Min haChadosh or min haYoshen. It can come from either one. New wheat, old wheat. Doesn't matter. No one's eating it anyway. Chutz min haOmer. Except the carbon haOmer v'shtei alechem. And Shavuos. She'ein on boin ela min haChadosh. They have to come from the new wheat, U min ha'aretz. Where does it have to come from? Eretz Yisrael. Why does it have to come from Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yisai? If Chodesh is noig in Chutz Laaretz, midei raisa b'kol moshvei seichem, doesn't matter, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laaretz. So why does it have to dafka come from Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, because this is going according to the opinion that holds, Chodesh and Chutz Laaretz is the Rabbanon. Oh, if Chodesh and Chutz Laaretz is the Rabbanon, now I know why you can't bring the carbon haomer from new wheat from Chutz Laaretz. Because new weed in Chutz La'aretz really isn't Asa Midrabanan in the first place. It's only Asa Midrabanan. So that's why you can't bring the carbon olimer from new wheat in Chutz La'aretz. Where did the carbon olimer have to come from to be mounted the new wheat? From Eretz Yisrael. Why from Eretz Yisrael? Because that's the only place Chodesh is not Midrabanan. So what do you see? This Tana assumed, Tana in the Mishnah Masechet Menachos, is Chodesh Noeg in Chutz La'aretz Midrabanan? No. No. So for that reason, writes the Or Zeruah of Yisrael Mishim Chav Ches, Ois Hei, V'nir Be'enai, Ani Amachab Elifsoik, Halakha De Chodesh Chutz La'aretz Derabanan. Usfeka the Rabbanu will cool this night. Kol Karbanos the Tzibur v'Yachab Bo min Aretz min Chutz La'aretz Chutz min HaChadosh. Ein Boin El min HaChadosh min Aretz. You see, the Stam Tana holds Chadosh doesn't apply Midrash in Chutz La'aretz. That's why the Karban Olim has to come from Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Or Zeruah Paskin Chadosh and Chutz La'aretz is only us Midrash Rabbanan. Yeah.
Two questions actually. Is it possible that the reason it says min Aretz in that pasuk is like we wouldn't expect people from Chutz La'aretz to like.
That's not a pasuk, it's a Tana in the Mishnah. No, but the Tana says can only come from Eretz Yisrael.
That's not like.
Why? Oh, I'm sure a lot of the wheat in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know the statistic, I'm sure a lot of it is imported. I don't think wheat is a big crop in Eretz Yisrael, I might be wrong.
But you have to bring it even unimported good.
Can you bring the carbon omer from imported wheat? That's the Shiloh. And the Mishnah says, no. It's got to grow in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Why? If Chutz La'aretz is chayav midrashis, so why can't I bring the carbon olimer from there? So the Gemara explained, you could have said a million reasons. The Gemara made a whole Eretz Yisrael. Who knows? The Gemara would support Eretz Yisrael, the protein, you know, the agriculture, the industry. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, because Chodesh doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz midrashis, it's only midrabanan. Ah, so the Tana must assume Chodesh in Chutz La'aretz is only midrabanan, not midrashis.
Also, if you. According to the opinion that it is midrabanan,
yeah.
Would it be like, would they possibly say that you can only have to wait till the 17th because like the whole construct of the second day is also midrabanan?
That's why we said if it's only midrabanan, you have to wait till only the night of the 17th. Just like Eretz Yisrael. Even though it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, that's the Raisa with regards to Malacha and Yom Tov and eating matzah. But with regards to Dinan Derabanan, maybe not. So then perhaps we weren't misakin that you have to wait till the night of the 18th. But in Shulchan Aruch we paskin, you have to wait till the night of the 18th because guess what? Shulchan Aruch holds Chadosh and Chutz La'aretz is also Midrash. Sveika Derais and Lachumra. And the Or Zeruah is disagreeing that it's only Derabanan. Yeah? Okay. What difference does it make, Rabbeisai? We are religious Jews who keep Kukala Kabachamura, we keep Dinim Derabanan, Dinim Deraisa. What difference does it make if Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz is Asa Midrabanan, Asa Midrabanan, either way it's Asar? What difference does it make? Why are we spending time on this? I mean, it's an important issue. Hagdol Torah L'Adira. But what difference does it make? So it makes a big difference. Why? Because the Rosh over here in Klal Bei Siman Aleph in the Shuvas HaRosh quotes in the name of Rabbeinu Baruch, who is the Baal Sefer HaTruma, appears more often in Shulchan Aruch than you might think. If you look in the Torah, Beis Yosef, he often quotes him the Sefer HaTruma. This is not an obscure reason. Rise to Sefer HaTruma. I'm sorry, Rosh quotes him the Sefer HaTruma. V'divrei Rabbeinu Baruch ma'ayim tumuim. He's already biasing us, okay? He's saying, this is a pella. But what did he say? Shekasav. V'afilu im gadol b'rishus Yisrael ata b'chutz la'aretz. Even if it grew in a Jewish property in Chutz La'aretz, Ein anu smuchim l'Eretz Yisrael. The only time it's prohibited is if you're in adjacent lands to Eretz Yisrael. Because if it's Derabanan, they will only gozer, and not in all of Chutz La'aretz. In those lands that are adjacent to Eretz Yisrael, might get confused with Eretz Yisrael. For example, Truma and Meiser applies midrabanan in Chutz La'aretz. Happens to be Truma and Meiser nowadays, and Eretz Yisrael is also only midrabanan. Because you need all the majority of the world Jewish population to live in Eretz Yisrael. You need B.S. Kulchem. Discussion for another time. Soon that might happen. I don't know. We're getting close to it. And then Yoiva will be Derais and Shemitah might be Derais. And we have a lot of problems if that all happens. But either way, Truma then will also be Midaraisa. Right now, Truma and Eretz Yisrael is only Midarabanan. But even when Truma and Eretz Yisrael is Derais, there is Truma and Meisa that is Noeg in Chutz La'aretz. only in immediate adjacent lands to Eretz Israel. Midrabanan. So, so to argue the Sefer HaTruma, and this is a jump, but even if Chadash is Aser and Chutz La'aretz, if it's only Aser Midrabanan, perhaps it's only in those lands that are adjacent to Eretz Israel, just like Truma and Maaser. Near Lahata, the Lord God's will have you Midrabanan, Dumya de Maaser. It only applies in those lands that are adjacent to Eretz Yisrael. So now there's a big difference if it's Deiraisa or Derabbanan. If it's Deiraisa and Chutz La'aretz, it applies here, New York, Boston, it applies here, in America. If it's Derabbanan, argues the Sefer HaTruma, perhaps it only applies in those lands that are adjacent to Eretz Yisrael. The Rush disagrees with Dvarav Tamuim, because he believes Chadash and Chutz La'aretz is Deiraisa. The Mishnah Masechtas Ola, Stam Mishnah, that it's Deiraisa. He passes as Deiraisa. The Rosh, the Rif, the Rambam, they all pass him as Deiraisa. So he doesn't like the Sefer HaTruma. But the Sefer HaTruma is working within that a position that holds that it's Derabbanan. Perhaps it's only in adjacent lands to Eretz Israel. Again, how do we pass in the Rabbi Sai? Shulchan Aruch says we pass on Chadash is awesome and Deiraisa. Open and shut. The problem is, it's very difficult to adhere to that. Yeah.
I don't understand. Can you explain why you would only hold this Aser?
Because many agricultural mitzvahs, yeah, even if they apply in Chutz La'aretz, when they only apply Midrabanan, it's arguable that it's only in adjacent lands. What's the precedent for that? Truma and Maaser. Truma and Maaser apply Midrabanan in Chutz La'aretz, but only adjacent lands. Why? It'll get confused with Eretz Yisrael. That's the fear. So you might confuse produce with Eretz Yisrael finds in the immediate area. What do we need to ask of produce over here in America? It's not going to get confused with Eretz Yisrael. If it's Asa Midrabanan, presumably the fear is like a fence, not to get confused with produce in Eretz Yisrael. That's why you prohibit it. But what sense does it make to Asa it in Australia? It doesn't make any sense. So that's why Truma and Maaser is permitted everywhere else, only in the immediately adjacent lands to Eretz Yisrael. So then we can make the same argument when it comes to Chadash too. So right, look back at that Shulchan Aruch. Some tough pay tests of Yud. The Shulchan Aruch said Chodesh is Aser Bezman Azeh in Chutz La'aretz Midai Raisa. But writes the Mishnah Berura Sivka Memhei Mikol Makom Roiv Ha'olam Ein Is Harin Klal Vizir Chodesh. Most people are not careful about this. V'yei Shalom Du Aleim Zchus. Now we have to start with the apologetics. How are we going to figure this out? They should have been. Lefi Shehudavar Kasha Li'ay Zayah Bezeh. Okay, it's difficult. We know that. Okay. Lots of things are difficult. They rely on the Arza Rua. They were going not to confuse with Eretz Israel, with the new wheat is also Midrash. They were only going in those regions, not in the rest of Chutz La'aretz. Justification number one is the Sefer HaTruma. Perhaps you could lie in the Sefer HaTruma, there is a Ruah that holds Midrabanan only in adjacent lands to Eretz Yisrael. Lamai sits against the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. But maybe that's one justification. Is that all we have, Rabbi Yisai? Is that all we have? Is that the bottom of the barrel? So no, there's more. There's more. It's perhaps another reason, another Tzad V'Kula. What's the other Tzad V'Kula? So Rabbi Yisai, look at our Tosfos, back along with Avavim Abayz. That ginormous Tosfos over there. Dear Masel Ko. So Tosfos quotes in the Yushalmi. Yushalmi Parich. Wait a minute, Rabbi, you know what? There's another agricultural mitzvah that applies in Chutz La'aretz. What else? Challah. Challah. Or Mafresh Challah. Why didn't that mention the Mishnah? Agricultural mitzvah, seemingly, apparently, ostensibly. Why didn't it say Chutz min ha'orla v'kalayim v'challah? Yushalmi Parich. Amalo Tony Lachalo. Umishani, do you show me answers? Lefisha Eina Beisa Shalai De Kechavim. If it grows from a goy's wheat, there's no challah. No mitzvah to be mafresh challah. V'loi Mari Mastisen El Bedvar Manoigim Be Yisrael Uba Oiv De Kechavim. The Mishnah is only talking about those things that apply by Jews and non-Jews. The Kasha, he says, but another question. Amalo Parach Nami Hasam. What about Truma Meister? We just said Truma Meister is Noeg in Chutz La'aretz a little bit. Where's the Noeg? Arotus Hasmuchais. Kasha, Amalo Parach Nami Hasam, Amalo Tani Truma Meister. Could the Parach Michala ask why not Truma Meister? Ve'ein loy mafishenim el midrabanan. Chala is also in chutzal to el midrabanan. Va'afilu haki boy amado tani chala. Still we asked, why isn't chala mentioned? Ve'lo mishanu ufishim midrabanan. We didn't answer because it's only midrabanan. Ve'yesh loy mar, dilo haki boy me chala. Ufishe gazu al chala b'chol mokon. Chala applies in America. About Chuma Meiser, the Gazubim Kaimas Arachaikim, Mayor Tisrael, Davka, Yoris, and Smuchas Laritz. Okay, so those things that are just Smuchas Laritz, we didn't bother mentioning. Okay, so Chuma Meiser is not mentioned. Why not Chala? So what did Yushalmi answer? Why isn't Chala up here? Chutz min ha'arla v'kalayim v'chala. Why not Chala? Doesn't apply to Goyish or wheat. A Goyish dough doesn't apply. 1 minute, Rabbi said, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? Think. What does that mean about Arla, Kalayim, and Chadosh? Does that apply to Goyish or wheat? Yeah. If they're mentioned in the Mishnah, it must apply to Goyim. Otherwise, it wouldn't be mentioned. Why is a Chala mentioned? Because it doesn't apply to a Goy's matzah. We didn't bother mentioning it. Not mentioned. What does that mean about Arla and Kalayim and Chadosh? It does. Look down at Taisvis. Maybe halfway down, five words into the line. Umina Yushalmi Shavesi. Right by, if you have a newer Gemara, a little chaf with a parenthesis. Umina Yushalmi Shavesi Yesh Lechiach, Do Arla Vekalayim Noyagim Bishel Oivde Kachavim. They do apply. Arla applies even if it's a Goyish tree. A Goyish tree, and there's he's growing a new fruit. You can't have it. Doesn't matter who owns the tree. It applies even if it's a Goyish tree. Kelayim too applies even if it's Goyish trees. Tosis goes on to the question, then how do we function? Maybe they're being over an Easter Kelayim. Okay, whole discussion in Tosis. But it applies both to Arla and to Kelayim, even if it's from a Goyish tree. What about Chodosh then? What about Chodosh? Chodosh too. Sounds like Chodosh too. Look down the last line of Taisus, Lamavavim Abayz, on that daf. V'nira, de chadosh noig bizman hazeh, l'kach yesh li zoher, shem adam yodea, bevadeh shesorim nizru akar zman akar v'sorim, da ainu akar tez zayim benisan shal yoyich lumeyem. We'll get back to that. May safek, we don't have to answer everything because it's right. Ubi yushami nami mashma, de chadosh noig af b'shel oivdei karchavim. It applies even to Goyish wheat. The parakal amimasnisa, the katani apa chodesh, it's listed in the Mishnah. Amar lo itani chala, why isn't chala mentioned? The Mishnah of Fisha'in and B'shalav Dechachavim doesn't apply to Goyish dough. Mashma the chodesh to katani b'masnisa, noy b'shalav Dechachavim. Sounds like chodesh, does apply to Goyish wheat. Okay? So let's say chodesh in chutzlaretz is deraisa, it doesn't only apply in aretz, that's mukhos, applies gans chutzlaretz. What about if it grows on a Goyish property, Goyish wheat? Does it apply? Says Taisvis, yes. Yes, it does. And that's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yisai. Oiz Zayin over here. Simen Reish, Sadi Gimel, Sif Beis, in Yerodea, Iser HaKadosh Noeg, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, Bein B'shal Yisrael, Bein B'shal Oivdei Kerchavim. Mamish, no wiggle room. Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael, Dei Raisa, all of Chutz La'aretz, Bein B'shal Yisrael, Bein B'shal Oivdei Kerchavim. However, writes the Taz in the name of the Bach with his Shver, his Meir V'chami, Kein Kosav HaPoiskim, U'Meir V'chami Zal Kosav, She'esh HaChocha Berura, D'Shol Oivei Kerchavim Ein Anoi Chodosh. He is a Raya. That it only applies to Jewish wheat, not Goyish wheat. Ah, the Yushalmi asked from Chala, why isn't Chala appear in the Mishnah? And the Yushalmi said, because Chala doesn't apply to Goyish dough. If that's the case, why does Kadosh appear in the Mishnah? If Kadosh doesn't apply to Goyish wheat either. So the Bach says, well, the Yushalmi was only talking within the Tanakama. Tanakama, why didn't he mention Chala if he didn't mention Arla and Kalayim? But Rebbe Lazar was functioning with a different set of rules. Wow. The Tanakhama, they mentioned Chala, it's not Noeg B'shal Goyim. Rebbe Lazar mentioned Chodosh, yeah, but he wasn't working with the same exclusionary rules that the Tanakhama. Tanakhama mentioned if it's by Goyim, he didn't mention it. Rebbe Lazar mentioned it even though it's only by Goyim. It's not by Goyim. They're very difficult. But perhaps he has a raya. What's his raya? Look at the Be'er HaGoyla. The Be'er HaGoyla usually just collects Mar Mekaymus and Shulchan Aruch. Shows you where different things come from. So, but he has a raya to the Bach. He writes, "Umashe kilu bazer roiv rabbanon kishishoy kadmoy bahar b'medinas." Why we all make on Chadash? It appears in Shulchan Aruch Mamish and Yisim Midei Raisa. Nearly he has died. He says, "Some chal Yushalmi." We're soymech and the Talmud Yushalmi reish mesech the schalo the Mishani. Shoy mekayim and mitzvah achilas matzah belo pesach biyosim laaretz. How did they fulfill the mitzvah of matzah when they first came into Eretz Yisrael? Why? Because it was all the wheat was new. They never brought a carbon or emer before. So how did they fulfill matzah once they came into Eretz Yisrael? The Yisr Chodesh is noeg. How did they fulfill the mitzvah of matzah? All the wheat was new. And they didn't bring the carbon or emer yet. Carbon or emer would be brought second day Pesach. When are you going to eat matzah? First day Pesach. All the wheat is new. It's all Chodesh. How did they fulfill the mitzvah of matzah? So Yushalmi says, "Shei mekayim a mitzvah achilas matzah b'lo pesach b'yosim laaretz mimash shehayu tagrei oivdei kerchavim meichrim lahem." They both from the goyim. So what does that sound like? It's goyish wheat is okay. So the Be'er HaGoyla seems to have a raya from a Talmud Yushalmi like the Bach. The Bein Bar is Bein Mechutzlarts, it sounds like. It doesn't apply to lands that are owned by Goyim. It only applies to Jewish lands. Yeah, but it's against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says it applies to Goyim and Jews. Okay, but that's the opinion of the Bach. Perhaps it's arrived from the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Gra is not happy about this. Look over here, Gra of cut in bays. Gamma Shulchan B'Shem HaBach, HaBach Keshitosa, Desvirei Denonoi B'Shalav Dekachavim, Ukvar Hiku Al Kadkodoi. They already smacked him around. They already hit him on the head. Kalach Reinim. Vishgaga Yotza Mitachas Yodoi. A mistake has escaped from underneath his hand. V'toiva Havale Kan Hashtika. He should have been quiet. The best rule is to be quiet. So the Gra is clearly not happy with the opinion of the Bach. Nonetheless, getting back to the Mishnah Berura, we got to figure this out, Rabbi say. None of us are Machmir on Chodosh. How are we going to figure this out? So Mishnah Berura said, well, one Sadha Kula we have is Doriz Arua. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it, it's true, but Doriz Arua held its own Midr Abonan, and therefore it's only in Aratzis Asmuchas Leretz Yisrael. Then he writes, getting back to that Mishnah Berura, Ois Dao, the third line of the Mishnah Berura, V'yei Shalom Dolem, Zchush Yisrael, Shachodesh and Enoga, Batfu Shal Yisrael, Avaloi B'Shalakum. Doesn't apply to Goy Yishuit. Ufiza Tzarech Li Zor Li Yisraelim, Sheyei Shalom Tvu Azrua, B'Sadish Lehem, Sheinogu Boi Yisr Chodesh.
If that's the case, if you actually grow wheat, guess what, Rabbi Isaiah? A Jewish farmer's got a problem. If one of the tznifim lahakel, one of the tztadim lahakel is that Chodesh doesn't apply to goyish wheat, so then the Jewish farmer, even in Chutz Laaretz, has a difficult life. He's got to figure out how to work, you know, negotiate the Yisr of Chodesh. So what do we have? Two tztadim lahakel, Rabbi Isaiah. One is that perhaps it doesn't apply in Chutz Laaretz Midei Raisa, only Midei Rabbanan, and therefore it's limited to Aratz HaSmuchas, just like Shulman and Maaser. Or perhaps it doesn't apply to Goyish owned, you know, wheat, it only applies to Jewish farmers, and the ripe of the wheat in Chutz Laaretz, so the assumption is that it is Goyish wheat. So if these two Snifim Ma'akel, the truth of the matter is it might be 0 plus 0 is 0. It's not necessarily a half plus a half equals a heter. It might be the Zaru is rejected and the Bach is rejected and we've piled up a pile of nothing. I don't know. The question is if this is sufficient grounds to rely upon. But those are the two kulim that the kulois that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. There is a third possibility. A third snif lahakel, and that's mentioned here by the Ramah. Writes the Ramah, Simirei Sadi Gimel, Sif Gimel, Ois Ches, that Tvua Shalai Hishrisha Kaidam Tezai Menisan. If once the wheat has taken root, which is the way we paskin, 3 days after it's planted, once it's taken root, before the second day Pesach, it becomes futter with the carbon oil, even if you haven't harvested it yet. If it takes root afterwards, then it's not permitted. So, Tzvua Shalai Shrisha Kaidem with Tezayim Benisan, Asura Achiyavi Carbon Oil. Let's say you planted wheat Erev Pesach. When does that new wheat become permitted? Next year. A whole year you got to wait.
Mikol Mokom, says the Rama, Kol Stam Tvua Shari La'akara Pesach. Mistama, the wheat is mutter after Pesach. Why? Mikayach Sveik Sveika.
That's doubled out.
What's the doubled out? Safiki Mishana Shavra. Maybe this wheat in my bag of wheat is from earlier, you know, last year. I open a bag of wheat Shavuos time. Where did this wheat come from? Maybe it's from last year. Ve'imtim se'leimah mishonazu. If it's from this year, Dilma nishrusha kaidem ha'imer. Maybe it took root before the kaidem ha'imer and becomes mutter with the kaidem ha'imer. So maybe it's old wheat. Even if it's new wheat, maybe it took root before the kaidem ha'imer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to find out. What are you, how are you going to figure it out? I'll give you a bag of wheat. You can tell me where it's from, when it's from.
It's likely possible if you're relying on that.
He's talking about there's no information available online. How are you going to find out?
There may be information.
He got it from a claw sack in the marketplace. In the,
okay, so if you could get information.
Krakow, how are you going to find out?
Where it's from? To find out.
We're getting to the modern days. We'll get to modern days in a second. We can research it now, yeah, for sure. So the Rama says this is a Sveik Sveika. The Rama says, is this really a Sveik Sveika? What's a Sveik Sveika? A double doubt. What's a double doubt? Is this really a double doubt? What's the doubt? Is it from last year? And even if it's from this year, maybe it's from last year. Is it from this year or last year? And even if it's from this year, maybe it took root before Pesach. If it took root from before Pesach, what do we call that? Last year. So it's all the same doubt. Halachic mumble jumbo. What? It's not a double doubt, right? So Rekiva Eger. Over there, in the name of the Jews, Muslim Eish, Toma, Hashem Oineskaru, Demali Mishana Sha'avra, Mali Shemishana Zu, Kaidim Ha'aymer. What difference does it make if it's before Rosh Hashanah, or after Rosh Hashanah, or Tu B'Shvat, or what not, before Tu B'Shvat, after Tu Rosh Hashanah, Lidonis. Either way, if it took root before Pesach, he's does last year. That's called last year. What's the double doubt? That's called Sveik Sveika Mishem Echad. That rule is developed by Tez and Masechtas Ksubis. The Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis, a man who gets married, and Daf Tes, the most confusing sugya in the whole Masechta, but the Gemara says, a man gets married, and he finds the girl not to be a psula. Now in those days, they were really married a year in advance, with kiddushin. That's not an engagement. An engagement doesn't mean anything. This is kiddushin. She's an eshes ish. And they used to wait before they actually lived together. But she was already an eshes ish. She had relations with another man. She chayv misa. Punct, the night of the wedding, after waiting the year, he finds her not to be a psula. Now he's afraid she was mezana tachtov. So the Gemara says, "Ha'omer Pesach Patzuach Matzasi." She's not a psula. Nemala Yisraelov. She's also to him. He's afraid. Maybe she had relations with another man during the year. So, frankly, the Gemara, what is he so afraid of? It's a Sveik Sveika. What's the Sveik Sveika? Sveik Sveika who? Doubled out. Sofek Tachta. Sofek Ein Tachta. Maybe it was in the last year. Maybe it was beforehand. If it's beforehand, she just didn't necessarily reveal to him all the facts. But she's not prohibited to him. She's not an Eishes Ish. She's Insa. Even if it was in the year, Suffolk Baroness, Suffolk Barotson, if she's raped, she's not prohibited to her husband. So we have a doubled out. Maybe it happened earlier. Even if it happened within the year, Suffolk Baroness, Suffolk Barotson. So the Gemara says, there's two cases where this is true, where he is believed to prohibit her upon himself. Be'eshes Kayin, if she's the wife of a Kayin, why? Because a Kayin, even if his wife is Nensa, even if she's raped, she's prohibited to him. Eishes Kayin, if the wife is a nan, so she's prohibited to him because she's halachically a zayin, our whole story. V'bais Ema, Be'eshes Yisrael, you could even say it's talking about Eishes Yisrael, u'kegoyin dekibu ba'avua kidushem chuzmi ba'az gimel shon v'yemechad. If her father married her off when she was 2.5, she got married when? 3.5, I don't know, she got married, who knows, 12. That long engagement, you know, long wait. So what's the suffix now? Suffix tachtov, but there's no suffix. I'm sorry, suffix ayna suffix rosin. There's no suffix tachtov, suffix ayna tachtov. Because if it would have happened before they had kiddushin, her besulim would come back within 3 years. The besulim come back.
So we only have one suffix, not a sfeik sfeika. What's the suffix? By the Pekusim, Gimel Shana V'Yemechon, suffix Aina, suffix Ratzin, that's all we have. And he finds, says, Pesach Patsuach Mansasi. So suffix Dairaisa L'chumra, he's prohibited to Aser himself. He's prohibited to Aser her on him. So Frek Taisa Kasha, even if it's Pekusim, Gimel Shana V'Yemechon, it's still a sfeik sfeika. Ikasi Ika, sfeik sfeika. Suffix Ba'Aina, suffix Baratzin. Maybe she was Nansa, maybe it was Baratzin. The Intim Seilama Baratzin, Savik Isha Katana, Upita Katana Oinesu. Now, let's say they're getting married, she's 15. He's not marrying a 3-year-old. Not a Maisa, you know, Rivka and Yitzchak. He's getting married 15. She's 18, whatever it is. But he wanted to avoid the Shidduch crisis, so he married his daughter off 2.5. Fine. So now, we only have one Savik. There's no Savik. Ain't a Tachtov. She got married at 2.5. It would have been beforehand. Soon would have been Chayzer. It was clearly talked of. She had relations while they were married. What's the suffix? Suffix Aina, suffix Ratzin. Says Tosfos, no, I have another suffix. Even if she was a Gadol, I'm sorry, even if she was a Katan, even if it was Baratzin, even if it was Baratzin, if she was a Katana, there's no such thing as Ratzin with a Katana. That's Vaiter and Aina. So either she was Nansa when she was 15, and even if she did it willingly when she was 9, or 8, or 7, they're not entitled or able to make these types of judgments. So that's also called an oinus, statutory rape. Sveik sveika. Suffix, she was Nansa when she was 15. But oinus, and even if it was Baratza, maybe she was still 9. Statutory rape. Taisa says that's not a sveik sveika. You know why? Shame. Oinus chadu. Doesn't matter why it's oinus. If it was Inus when she was 15 because she was literally Nansa, or if it was Inus when she was 7 because she was persuaded in Pito Iktana Inusu, any relations with the Iktana is considered to be Inus. Either way, shame Inus Chadu. Either way, it's an Inus. So such a suffix is no good. Just a sfeik sfeika is not a good sfeik sfeika. So how could the Ramah say that we can permit the Chadash based on the Sveik Sveika, Suffolk, it's from last year, Suffolk, it's from this year. And even if it's from last year, even if it's from this year, maybe it took root before Second Day Pesach. Well, that's called last year. Sveik Sveika, Mishay Mechad is not a good Sveik Sveika. So it could be the Rambam disagrees and holds Sveik Sveika, Mishay Mechad is a good Sveik Sveika. We'll leave that aside for another time. But it sounds like most Achareinim interpret within the Ramah that what he's saying is something else. He doesn't mean to say sveik sveika. That's the language that he uses, but that's not what he means. What he means is there's a roiv. Roiv wheat is not from this year. That's what he means. Roiv wheat is yashan. Like Tosfos said over here, Lam Avam Mabez. V'nir dechodesh noiv bizman hazeh, the last line, v'lekach ik shizor shem adem yoydeh bevadesh yasar oirim nizru, akar zman akarav yasar oirim, dahinu akar tezayim benizim shlo yoychal. Umisavik and lesser call asa'irim came in the raiva asa'irim nizru kaidim tezayim and nisan raiva before, especially now with silos and preservatives and plastic bags, and they have the bags that take up a whole field. I mean, you could keep wheat. So presumably, any product that you buy, the wheat is going to be before the raiva of the wheat is going to be from before second day Pesach. The truth of the matter is that there's two types of wheat. There's winter wheat and summer wheat. The winter wheat is planted, I think, in the beginning of the fall, and it's harvested before Pesach. Winter wheat is always okay, because by the time it reaches your table, it is after the Karban Ayim, or after the second day Pesach, and it was harvested before. Summer wheat is planted at the end of the spring and harvested in the middle of the summer. So the summer wheat is high in gluten, and that's used in like breads and pizza and pasta. Winter wheat is low gluten. That's used in like cookies and pretzels and cereals. That's winter wheat. So those products, very rarely, you have a problem of yashan, chadosh. But in the other types of products, summer wheat, you could have a problem. But I think we could probably argue, rive of the wheat is permitted. Rive of the wheat. any random product that reaches my table is probably all wheat. Unless there are some products, maybe to research it more, but some products are always never from preserved wheat. I don't know. But I would venture to guess for the uninformed consumer like myself, rave of products that reach my table are probably old wheat. Especially if you bought in a kosher store, who knows when it was from, right? Yeah. Pesach products from this year, the leftover Pesach products from last year. I saw a Coke once, you know, Pesach Coke, expired 2014. You know? Meisim Bechol Pesach. So do we have to check it out, though? Let's say rave is old wheat. Do we have an obligation to research it? You could find out. So the Ramban writes in the Machamas and Masech L'Schulin, the general rule. Hakol Moedim over here, Oisid Gimel. She'ein Lismach HaKayotze B'zeh B'Roiv. You cannot rely on a Roiv all the time. When can you not rely on a Roiv? Kol Zman She'ef Sholamad Olav. Wherever you could clear up the matter, you could research it and find out. When can you not rely on a Roiv? V'chem Atzin B'chol Makum She'chay Shon Chachil B'Roiv She'mi'utoy Matzoy. There is a non-negligible minority, meaning it happens with some frequency, but it's not the rive. So it happens. It's what's called a mira matzoi. It's a minority, but you can't negate it. Paiskim say that's 10%. If it occurs 10% of the time, that's called a mir hamatzoi, a minority that is found, that occurs with some regular frequency, and we can't ignore it. And if you can research it, you have to research it. If you can't, so then we can rely on the roif. If you can research it, you have to. That's why the Ramban says there are 18 trefas in every animal. We only check one of them. What is the trefa we check? Is the lungs, to make sure there's no holes in the lungs. Because the Ramban says that occurs with some frequency. It occurs 10% of the time. Other trefas rarely occur, so that's why we don't bother checking for them. Wherever the animals occur, you don't have to. Even though we could, we don't have to. Well, let's say suits. How often does a suit have shatness? Rabbi, say, raise your hand if you've ever had a suit that had shatness. I had, but it said wool and linen on the label. It's my fault. I didn't realize. Okay. Yeah. It happens. How many suits have you checked? Who knows? A million, right? How often does that? So maker, I did. The place can say you don't have to check your suits for shatness unless it's from one of those labels that everybody knows has shatness. You know, every other time. But otherwise, most suits don't have shatness, especially made in America and this and that. You know. Italian suits, some brands have, some brands don't. But Mika, then probably don't have to check. It never happens. It's not even 10% of the time. If it happened 10% of the time, you'd have to check. I don't think it's 10% of the time. I've checked in my lifetime tens and tens and hundreds of suits. I've never had, you know, maybe I think two or three times I shot. So the Maisa doesn't occur with that regular. So Mika, then you don't have to check. The minig is to check, of course. Why not? How much is it's not a groza tirchi. Take it to the guy. It's not a big deal. So the minig is we check. Mika, then you don't have to. So to over here, how often does it occur? If it occurs 10% of the time, it's something you have to check for. If not, so then we can rely on the roiv. And I believe roiv of the time, you won't have it. Especially because the most common products that is found in is pasta. Pasta lasts, who knows, by the time that it's produced and made and stored in a distributor, by the time it reaches our supermarket, who knows. So we could probably assume the roiv. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah mentions this too, over there in his justification for the common practice, not to be concerned with Yisrael Chodesh, or maybe Yardea. Hita l'chadosh avis fakes faker. Maybe it's from last year, even if it's from this year, maybe it's a group before Pesach. V'hu adinim hu b'makom sh'mevi'in t'vua mi'mekayim es'achem sh'tvua es nishraz es'kaylum ha'aymer. He says, if you're in a place where the wheat, there's new wheat that's found all over the place, you got to be concerned. But if it's derived, it could be mekel. He says, nowadays, with mesilos habarzo, trains, you never know where the wheat's coming from. Okay, new distribution practices. But the mice in our environment, we could probably call it a rife. You could research it. The question is, if it happens 10% of the time, then you have to research it. If it's less, you probably don't even have to research it. So there's many tzadim lakula on the issue of chadash nowadays in our time, and that's why the common practice is not to be concerned with it. Either it doesn't apply in chutz l'aretz midrash or midrabban, it's limited to those areas adjacent to Eretz Israel, or it doesn't apply to goyish wheat, which is the rive of our wheat, or, you know, also in our time. Or perhaps the best argument is that of the Ramah, the rive of our products are from old wheat, not from new wheat, and therefore, and it doesn't occur with that, even that common of a regularity that we'd have to check for it, and therefore perhaps we don't have to be concerned. At the same time, there were always tzaddikim, gedolim,
throughout the generations. So we're machmir for this, particularly in our time. It's even there's a hotline and different ways you can research. It's really not as onerous as it perhaps it once was. All pizza shops are yosher. You have to go out of your way to find challahs baked for Shabbos that are not yosher. I mean, almost all bakeries are chayshish for this nowadays. So it's much easier in our times. Ach shadara baruch Hashem. So there are those who are always traditionally machmir for it. The salvechik's always machmir for it. But lemaisa is the common practice. Is to be leaving. Okay, shkayachem.